looking to get into sports betting? Well, look no further than HedgeBetter. Traditional sports is rigged anyway. Here at HedgeBetter, we're working hard to create and develop the platform that revolutionizes the future of how we as a nation view sports betting. Traditional sports betting is designed to favor books and lose you money. HedgeBetter puts the odds in your hands, cuts out the middleman, and aims to empower a future generation of sports bettors. At HedgeBetter, your bet is an asset, and we give you all the tools to maximize your profits and potential. We can't wait to come to your state soon and help you make the most of your sports betting experience. In the meantime, be sure to visit our website at www.hedgebetter.com to learn more and sign up for our mailing list. To stay up to date with all of our content, podcasts, including Steel and Naz, promotion, and events, follow us on Instagram at HedgeBetter, subscribe to our YouTube channel, and click on the link on our website to check out our blog. Everyone's even on Monday. Let's have a day. Welcome to Steel and Naz, brought to you by HedgeBetter from our headquarters in Braintree, Massachusetts. Episode 67, we're two away from Rachel Starr. Tonight, it's time for another year of our Super Bowl preview. No Tom Brady this year, unfortunately, but this Sunday, we got the LA Rams playing home against the Joe Burrow ran Cincinnati Bengals. Who day? We'll break it down, the big game, and give you our picks as well as our favorite prop bets. What do we think about the game, gentlemen?
Can't wait.
Should be good.
Should be electric. Should be electric.
I think it's going to be an absolute blow.
Oh, okay. Oh. Afterwards, teaser. We'll talk some of our favorite Super Bowl moments and go over favorite food, drinks for parties, I guess. We'll also have some calls from the local Quincy, South Shore community. And we'll be drawing after the podcast tonight the Steel and Naz Super Bowl squares. We'll also be talking maybe a little bit Celtics if we get there. A statement by the Irish Pub softball team. Anything else, Mike Steele?
No, sounds about it. Big week. Big week. Huge weekend.
Okay, guys, let's get into it. Big time Super Bowl here.
Let's go.
Okay, guys, Sunday night, right in new LA Stadium there, the Cincinnati Bengals are going to take on the home team, the LA Rams, and the LA Rams are favored by 4.5. Going into it, Cincinnati had a big upset win over Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs. We talked about it a little bit last week. The Rams, they were favored over San Fran, but they lost, I think, their last four or five games against San Fran. So they came in like a bat out of hell and got the job done as Jimmy G choked. So both these teams are equally deserving to get into it. Steele, unless you get right after it, what do you think about this game?
Well, I think you got to look at the Bengals and how a lot of things are talking about all the players, it's in LA, all that type of stuff. And it's like, dude, this team just beat the Chiefs in Arrowhead. Like, that's way more intense and tougher to do than beating Matt Stafford and the Rams in LA.
You know what happened the last time a team beat someone in Arrowhead and then they played the Rams in the Super Bowl?
Something they great. Something
Bang.
Great.
A little different, though.
Tom Brady was there. Little different. There.
I'm
little
not sold
different.
On Joey Burr. I'm not sold.
No, but it's going to be, could be a hell of a story.
Magic Mike?
I think his swag is going to come. He's going to get faced with some swag issues out in L.A. They're going to be swagger jacking him.
See, I think you're wrong. I think he's just confident. He's not cocky. He's confident. I think he's just he's a good quarterback. I that being said, I think the Rams blow them out.
The Bengals are on their last leg of like this.
I think
little
the Rams blow them out.
Shit.
I think that defense.
That's all you have to be though.
If you look at last year's playoffs, just look at it. The O-line of the Chiefs was banged up. That defense of the Bucks. This Rams defense is better than that defense. Burrow's going to have to be running for his life. Like, he had a couple last week where he ran for that first down. Miraculously, he threw, he was scrambling.
It was like
right.
Eli Manning-esque.
Yeah.
Like, sneaking
and
out of the
sack. That magic, I guess if that's what Mike means, it might be gone a little bit. Jalen Ramsey is no joke. I don't think he shadows. I think he's only shadowed 50 to 75% of the time this year if he does shadow a player. So I don't think it's going to be, all-around chase. Tyler Boyd, I think, actually is the best option for props.
Wrong.
In the slot.
We'll get that.
They have the third best, that their corners are good, and I think they don't cover the slot as well.
I think to your point, that you make a great point in comparison to last season's. The offensive line for Cincinnati, you saw it against, a really good Tennessee defense. Tennessee kind of ran right through them. The Cincinnati had a tough first half against the Kansas City defense. But overall, I think no one really knows how good Cincinnati is on defense because Joe Burrow has been kind of overshadowing with his swag and, you know, just being like, you know, the quarterback position is the sexy position of the team. And, you know, the defense wise, they came up huge in the second half with that pick. You know, that doesn't happen without that. And you even go back to the Tennessee game in the fourth quarter.
All the sacks they had, too.
All the sacks they had in the fourth quarter there, where I know Tannehill sucks, but he threw the interception that led to the game winning field goal by McPherson. You also talk about field goal play. And I know Matt Gay's an impressive kicker, but this kid, McPherson, is looking unbelievable.
Draft a kicker.
He is a good kicker. I think his odds to Super Bowl MVP are
1,500, I think.
Yeah.
How many you got on that, Naz?
not enough.
I like that bet.
Yeah. Love it.
It's
love
about
it.
Time. No, it's 15,000, I think.
It's got
it's
yeah.
a 15,000. I mean, 15, a kicker winning an MVP?
Even yeah, better. Yeah. Even better.
Like, if there's ever been a Super
right.
Bowl,
it's
this 15, is the one.
Yeah. You're right, it's 15,000. I have Super Bowl MVPs up here. I do not have Evan McPherson's name on it, though.
I'm sure that's a few lines. I hope you wouldn't do that many lines.
No,
on that.
I will.
Everybody on the team. Before.
I will say, though, the Rams, a lot of the times, like, played down to their competition. So you saw last week the Niners, who are more of a defensive-based run team, they were able to score on them a little bit and keep it low scoring. Watch early. If the Rams get up early, even talking about the Tampa numbers, if they get like 21 points on the board in the first, you know, 20, 25 minutes of the game, look out for the Rams, to Anton's point, for a blowout. If it's somehow, you know, it's able to be squeak out, if in fourth quarter we're looking at like 17 to 13, that reads a Cincy upset all right there.
I think the first quarter is huge too, because like you got like the Bengals should be as loose as possible.
Yeah.
They're just there. Like, you have so many people.
How can you be loose for a Super Bowl?
But
when
no,
you think
I'm,
you can win,
saying,
you're only 4.5-point dogs.
They're not playing on borrowed. They got to show.
They're playing on, but they're not loose.
They need to be relaxed. There are people that don't, like, the people that have just watched this one game all year are literally going to find out that the Cincinnati Bengals exist on Sunday.
You look at the comparison, though. I get to the point. I'm sorry. I get to the point of, you know, it's a Super Bowl. Everyone's nerves are going to be.
They're fired up, obviously.
But the Rams went all in. You get Von Miller. You get OBJ. You sign all these guys. You make the trade for Matt Stafford as Jared Goff goes to Detroit. You see Sean McVay in his last Super Bowl. Didn't do too well. Again, I'm not doing the Patriots-Bengals comparison.
But he puked on
I'm
himself.
I'm just saying he can't puke on himself again. If he pukes on himself again, I don't know how long this team has, you know, to get back to the Super Bowl again. It's tough enough to get there. You look at Cincinnati, well, you know, you look at Joe Burrow, and it could be, oh, they could be back. They could be back. You got a stacked conference.
Yeah, you got to kill him.
Josh Allen and the Bills, Pat Mahomes and the Chiefs, you know, even the Titans will be back. Who knows if Aaron Rodgers is there. The Patriots, you know, are not too far away from, you know, getting contention once again. So, you know, this Super Bowl is big. I think there is more pressure than you think on Cincinnati to, you know, come out victorious in this game. I know the Rams have all the pressure in the world, but
okay,
if you want to say there's not a team that doesn't have pressure, to Anton's point there, I think he's right.
I guess to take it back a little bit to Steele's point is like, it is Burrow. You know, Burrow's early in his career, what it's his only second season.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He knows he's going to have other shots at this. That doesn't take away from anything. He's a winner. He wants to win. You know, he won it at LSU.
Of course. But I'm saying they should play looser. I'm not saying they shouldn't fucking play intensely.
No,
like, it's the fucking Super Bowl.
They're just
you guys went a little farther than I was.
They're going
to
try and play loose.
And Joe Burrow is...
No, they should just tank.
Playing the national championship. He's already played in big-time games. This is a guy who's not afraid of the pressure.
Yeah.
That's not the guy who is afraid of the pressure.
No, yeah,
it's going to come down to, you know, defensive play. Guys, playing receiver.
I haven't taken that into consideration that he did.
He's
win
a born winner. He's
I didn't
a winner.
Think of that.
Yeah, he's just
that was probably
man.
Bigger than
saying.
This is
Has,
even.
No, shut up.
Maybe it might be.
The only difference between
LSU,
it's big.
To Louisiana.
The only difference
I don't
between
know.
Him
That's
and Brady
a big deal winning that shit fucking championship.
Early in their careers, like as early as right now, is that Burrow went number one and Brady went 199. This is a guy, Joe Burrow.
Can we stop talking about Brady, for fuck's sake? He retired. He's gone. I'm done.
He's here.
Shut up.
He'll be here my whole life.
Oh.
Well, we might say his name every single week.
Probably.
But anyways, to my point, Joe Burrow's underdog story, you know, he went to Ohio State. They weren't going to play him there. He transfers over to LSU, has to compete for a scholarship, you know, gets a starting quarterback job. Probably has, you know, you think of guys like Cam Newton. You think of guys like Tim Tebow, who one of the greatest college quarterbacks of all time. I think Joe Burrow kills him out of the water with this one season.
Annihilates him. It's incredible.
That was the best season I've ever seen. And he's bringing that swagger into Cincinnati, and he's bringing that confidence and, you know, that fear in the defense to, you know, this Super Bowl. And I think as much as the Rams are being talked about, I think the Cincinnati team has what it takes to upset them.
I don't get all this, like, I don't know. Maybe it's just, like, the cool thing to do of saying, oh, Cincy. Like, I don't – where's everybody talking about these Rams? Like, I'm
right here.
Yeah.
Right here.
Exactly. Everybody is talking about Cincy.
Oh, right there, exactly.
Yeah, because he doesn't fucking count.
You don't even fucking count over there.
I'm saying nobody's talking about the Rams. Everybody's talking about
where the hell you been for the past 5 weeks.
Yeah, Todd's back.
I'm talking about this week. Todd
walks in here and tells me I don't even care. My voice doesn't count.
That's not true.
I've had enough of this guy already.
It's not true magic.
I'm just saying, no, people are talking about Cincy. I don't care if you don't know who they were before this week.
So I take it you don't like Cincinnati.
I could care less about Cincinnati. I'm just saying, it's
he's not hopping on the American.
It's a hell of a story.
It is a good
story. American
story. Too bad it's going to end horribly. They're going to be blown out.
Right, what's your prediction?
34-13 Rams.
Rams is a great story as well. Stafford's a great story. Them doing it in SoFi is a great story. OBJ, great story. Fuck it. He likes getting shit on his chest, so fuck it.
All right, I'll take the second choice. So Matt Stafford, Detroit's for the birds. That can get fucked. I don't even care about that. That's not a good story to me. OBJ, he's just trying to find a team. He's just trying to find a team.
How is Stafford not a good story?
Yeah, it's a good story, but at the end of the day, like, what's worse than Cleveland? Detroit, yeah, get the hell off my list. OBJ, yeah, again, he'll go to any team, whatever. He's tried so hard to go on teams, win Super Bowls. He went to Cleveland wrong. He finally picked one that might be right, which is the Rams. But, you know, for some damn reason, I don't think he's going to do it. I've been thinking all week, and even last week, I talked about Matt's point. I even brought up Matt's name because I remember from last season what he said about the Super Bowl, the yellow line. And I was, you guys, looks like you're going to take the Rams. But you know what? I'm going to take Cincinnati. I think it's an upset special. I think it's going to be one of the better, you know, Super Bowls that you didn't think was going to be, you know, all this like hoopla. Mm-hmm. I think it's a 23-20 game winning field goal. Evan McPherson. Banger. Pop champagne.
Talk about a dream.
Uday, Cincinnati, Joe Burrow.
I just say this too? 48.5 is the over under. My prediction.
Are you
was
already making over under picks before they can pick?
I'm just saying it doesn't
sounds
that,
like it.
Doesn't that seem a little high for kind of? I guess they're two really good offenses. You know, Cooper Kupp's going to get his.
It's pretty close. Naz's score is right. Pretty much right there.
Mine was 47,
but it doesn't. But it doesn't get it.
I know it doesn't get it, but
yeah, no.
That's how it's supposed to be. It's not a ridiculously high number. I guess is what I'm saying.
I don't know. I'm under all day.
It's been such an electrifying playoffs. I just don't know how this game doesn't end on a game-winning field goal, whether it's the other side or one.
That is one thing.
100% does.
But that's the thing is like a trillion. See, like, oh, it's such a good playoff ruined by such a horrible Super Bowl.
That negative attitude we haven't seen in 4 weeks. Yeah. Since.
There was a lot of positivity.
Who do you got?
Bengals.
Okay.
Bengals, let's go.
Score?
I think we're going to look at 27-24. I think McPherson field goal, maybe a late pick by Stafford, kind of the choke artist thing that's been going on for the Bengals. I mean, look at the Bengals. You got Ryan Tannehill, choked. You got Mahomes, choked with a pick. Mm-hmm. Why not go for the trifecta? Matthew Stafford's right there waiting. He's not above it.
You're right.
He's not above it at all.
The most sacked quarterback in the league versus the most intercepted quarterback in the league.
Who's who?
Stafford's most
that is a pick'em.
Matt Stafford's most intercepted. Joe Burrow's most sacked. The most sacked quarterback in the league has never won a Super Bowl. And the most intercepted quarterback has only won one. And it was, unfortunately,
that's about to change.
Eli.
That's going to change.
It's going to change.
Hey, I got the Rams, by the way.
Got the Rams?
In case my voice
matters. What's the score? Your voice matters.
Give me 30 to 17.
30-17?
Love it.
So, when Anton and Magic picked the same team, I'm pretty sure they're like 0-15.
We're pretty close. We are pretty close.
Keep it in mind.
Honestly, that was like the Patriots for their 5-game win streak.
So, do we all have the under besides Anton?
No, we all have the...
I have the over, I believe, from what he said.
Okay. But close. It's close. You know?
Yeah.
It's there. Okay.
Under on the Super Bowl with scumbags.
Yeah, no, that's a bet I will not make.
That's, I'm not going to bet it. I don't even bet the final. I bet everything except like the
game
line.
The game line.
The line, yeah.
What's the lowest like over-under there's ever been? Dude, anyone?
13-10 was the Patriots Rams.
13-3.
There's probably like an old.
I didn't know like a set. Yeah. Like, was there ever like two defensive teams where it was like the over under is like 21?
Some of those 70s ones like with like the Steelers and shit probably had like a like fucking
21.
I bet the one in 06, Rex Grossman against Peyton Manning. I bet that was pretty low just because of the Bears.
It could have been.
Yeah.
I don't even remember that.
Yeah, Rex Grossman, gross.
Disgusting.
Awful.
The Patriots blew a 21-3 lead and
could have played Rex fucking Grossman. That's awful.
For an easy another ring.
for a layup, yeah.
So the next bet I have is Super Bowl MVP. So Matt Stafford is the leading getter at plus 100. Joe Burrow at plus 225. I think this is a game where the quarterback wins it. I don't think there's anyone, you know, Cooper Kupp is the next guy at plus 600. And if the receiver gets it, usually, like, I know Edelman got it that one year, but and Deion Branch did. But I don't know. I don't see Cooper Kupp getting it over Matt Stafford, who's going to win his Super Bowl. It's just too good of a story, unless he plays fucking so bad. But in that case, then Cincy will win. And I think Joe Burrow's just going to win the MVP if the – Cincy wins no matter what.
Something like unprecedented would have to happen for like them to like not like win it. Like it would have to be something nuts.
I could see like Aaron Donald having like four sacks.
That's what I'm saying.
That's plus 1600.
Or like Jalen Ramsey good picking value. Two interceptions or on the other end, you know, it has to be a big name defender, I think, to win it.
See, I don't see that at all.
I don't see it happening. I'm just saying to win it. I agree with you. It's a quarterback.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like unprecedented. Like it would have to be some shit like that like no one saw
Cooper
coming.
Cooper Kupp at plus 600.
Five sacks.
I would sprinkle a little on that.
What is it?
I would sprinkle a little on Cooper Kupp at plus 600. I think he's going to go over 100 yards again and have a touchdown.
Okay,
maybe two. He's just unstoppable.
I would, since I'm picking Cincinnati to win the game, I'm taking Joe Burrow at plus 225. That's good money.
As do I.
Yeah. Even just, you know, if you're sitting there not a big gambler, Matt Stafford plus 100, it's not bad.
I'm not betting that.
Go Bengals.
I'm not betting. Yeah. I wouldn't make that.
That's so beneath Matt Forbes.
It's just not a bet.
Matt doesn't get the dick card at all.
No.
He'd rather be playing Keno.
He'd rather be counting down that fucking national anthem.
Before,
and I don't blame him. It's way better.
Before we get to the bullshit props, let's get to the touchdown props. First touchdown. Cooper Kupp plus 500, Joe Mixon plus 700, Cam Akers plus 750, Ja'Marr Chase plus 800, OBJ plus 900, T. Higgins plus 1200, Sony Michel plus 1600. Who do you got?
Give me Sony. Let's go value. Value.
Backup running back?
First one's going to be a long drive. It's going to be a tough game, battle, down to the end zone, Sony Michel.
I wish Blake Jarwin was in this game. I'd take him.
That's leading into mine. I want the field. I think it's just going to be like Drew Sample. Fucking
no, you're not wrong. That's actually a good pick. That's actually a good pick.
This guy.
I think like the Super Bowl, they pull out all the stops. It could be a fucking offensive lineman, you know, catching a TD on a, you know, on a play action, or it could have just be a pick six. I just really think the Super Bowl, they just try to pull out everything they got, and it's not going to be that simple. McVay's, you know, I guess he's more of a conventional guy. If I were to make a bet on a player, it would be Cooper Kupp to catch that first touchdown. Make a statement. Are the tight ends – have we gotten any word on them, Higby and Uzoma?
Higby's been hurting all week. I'm not sure.
I know they
sure
both
are. Yeah, I don't know exactly where they stand.
Higby's – the discussion is like he's going to play. Like,
I think they both are, but you don't know.
For me, I think Cam Akers is the pick here, plus 750. Mixing too. I'm more of a running back guy when it comes to first TD. It just makes sense unless, you know, someone throws a dime. T. Higgins at plus 1,200 too. Kind of love that.
Are you able to bounce back? Can you let ride with T. Higgins again?
Oh, fuck yeah. What's Tyler last week behind you?
What's Boyd? What's Boyd and OBJ?
I got OBJ.
He's been scoring first touchdowns.
OBJ is plus 900.
Magic did have the first touchdown a few weeks back.
With these guys,
He scored the first touchdown again last week, too, I think.
I like him. Plus 900, Solid bet.
Yeah,
I'd bet Cooper Kupp.
Anytime TD now, that's the same order. You know, Cooper Kupp minus 170, you know, if you want to really put down your chips. Joe Mixon minus 105. Akers and Chase are both even. OBJ's 120. Higgins plus 175. And Sony Michel's plus 240. For me, I think I'm going to ride it again. I think T. Higgins is going to get the touchdown here while, you know, Jalen Ramsey and Chase are going to be squared up one-on-one for a lot of the game. I think T. Higgins, I think to your point of Boyd, I think you're wrong. I think T. Higgins is the best place to make money because scared money don't make no money. So
he's just a third down guy. He gets that third. They go for him on third down out route.
No, he's a big red zone target. Dude. That guy's a big man.
He
should have had a touchdown last week, goddammit.
I'm just saying, he's got a good corner covering him. He's just,
And if I'm taking...
I'm more than Boyd. Sorry.
If I'm taking Sony at plus 1,600, I might as well at plus 240.
Yeah, anytime.
Yeah, might as well let it ride.
That's why I like the anytime TD, where, like, the thrill doesn't end. Like, yeah. You know what I mean? It's like,
I do like Sony.
We got a drive back.
A lot in where... Cam Akers isn't the bell cow. He's not going to be. Darnell Henderson... we'll get some touches this
week. Oh yeah, no. Sony's not a backup where he's like gonna get like one carry.
Sony would be a first down back on like a lot of teams in the NFL.
Yeah. Like there are definitely games and teams where picking his like position on the depth chart, you're just tossing your money in the fire. They're not one of them.
Yeah,
like he'll get out there.
I'm still perfectly okay with like the Pats trading him because like Damian Harris like. They're going to do that every 3 years now. They're going to trade Damian Harris in a year or two. Then they'll have someone in the draft, you know, coming up, probably from Bama or somewhere in the SEC. And then he's going to be rookie and take over. And they're just going to keep going.
Show goes on.
The show goes on. Before we get into miscellaneous props, does anyone have a good one? You got a good one?
I'll go Sony.
I'm sold on.
I mean, OBJ, I'd hit him again because his odds are still good for any time if I'm picking him as the first as well.
It's plus 300 if Snoop Dogg smokes weed on stage.
Ooh. That's what I saw that and I was like, that
means they're locking it down so hard, but there's no way they're stopping that.
They're in California.
No, I saw a podcast.
If Snoop Dogg doesn't do that, I'm not a fan anymore.
I saw him like a podcast. He like was in the White House and he like snuck in the bathroom, locked the door, and like smoked weed in the White House.
He's smoking weed.
Like
he's smoking
weed on stage.
Like CBS thinks they can stop this.
That should be allowed anyway.
Yeah. CBS thinks they can stop this.
That's my book. I'm
you shouldn't have had to sneak in a bathroom.
I saw that was plus 300 and I stared at it for a bit because I didn't want to sound stupid when I said it.
I would hammer that.
Oh, wow.
But it was.
But the only thing is smoking weed. I don't know. The kids, it reminds me a little of Janet Jackson titty popping.
You
can't show nudity. You can't show drugs.
They said that will there be a wardrobe malfunction? Plus 900, yes.
No chance. On who? Mary J?
I don't know. Eminem could pull some funky shit.
Like what?
Dude,
they have a special guest.
I think it's one of the first songs. One of the best. It's probably going to be California Love, and Dr. Dre comes out, and you think he's just going to come out without like a flock of girls around him?
Oh
yeah,
Super Bowl halftime show.
No, you're right. Well, I mean, yeah, there's never been a wardrobe malfunction. Janet Jackson's was obviously set up.
It's plus 900.
These girls aren't losing their tits on stage. It ain't gonna happen.
Yeah, Mary J. Blige ain't going.
I would hammer that doesn't awful happen. Actress.
Yeah, well, I think it's
that's
like
minus 4500. So
you'll make money with that magic.
So the over under.
What is that? What does $100 get me on that?
Like, what if I put $4.50?
$4.50.
10 G's on that.
$45.
No, $450.
Be better.
That's not bad.
Be better than you guys NFT.
What if Drew is? You'd be very. Yeah.
I'd be pissed.
That would be hysterical.
I would find the girl and kill her, or guy. All right.
Let's reel that in.
Criminal.
Huh?
Yeah.
Imagine like it just.
If Eminem performs Criminal, that would be great.
It would be.
So the national anthem over under is 95 seconds. Mickey Guyton, a country singer, is singing it. You know, just based on her. I don't even know. I think her song is Black Like Me. You hear that?
Not a day in my life. Never heard of that woman.
It's juiced up on the over, though. Like, it's like minus 140, right? So you got to bang that.
Start listening to her music, Anton. You got to be...
That's usually 2 minutes, isn't it?
95 seconds.
95 seconds.
Like, I know it says 95, but that's usually 2 minutes.
It's a country singer. I think she'll slam through it.
Am I wrong?
I don't know.
You do that like every year. I feel like it's 2 minutes every year.
I've never heard her song.
I'm gonna like play a song right now, just like
get banned from YouTube. I'm kidding. I don't know. Play it.
No, we'll be okay.
I don't think you can, but
yeah,
just play the fucking song.
No, I am. I'm waiting for it.
What's her name? His name?
Hammer the under.
It's him?
Nah. It's a lady.
All right, well, yeah, I'm going. She's over.
I'm going over. She's going over.
Did you just hear how fast she was singing?
We do need. We should probably look at like several other like 3 second clips, but we can do that off show.
Yes. Come. I don't want to get too much.
That was like the honest analysis that goes into. Like, you heard her say one line. You were like, "She's going."
And we're done. Over.
No, but even just in their tone, it seems like the slow. I think that's an easy over.
And the Rockets' red glare is just going to be like.
This is my favorite. It's the best bet, and you got to be around on time when he makes it because it's. So just the way you want to start your night.
I do love that.
He sweats it out.
For Gatorade color, so orange is the best at plus 200. None is plus 300. And then blue is plus 400. So, you know, the Bengals, do you think it has to do with, like, teams? Like, do you think?
Yeah. I think it does.
It's going to be clear. That's my bet.
I kind of like water?
Yeah.
Yeah, probably water.
Glacier cherry?
I think it's COVID. Like, so I have the Bengals. Someone on the Bengals has to know that the Gatorade should be fucking orange for when they win.
You thought that last year was red, but it was blue. I won money on that. That was like saved my night. I was like down bad. And I got blue on my plus 450.
The Bucks poured blue?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I would say if the Bengals win, they're pouring orange, but you never know.
You never know. It just makes sense.
The Rams, the fucking yellow?
Blue.
Or do we
blue,
go backwards? Yeah. The Rams do orange.
No.
And then...
That ain't
you're going back.
Yeah, you're thinking too much.
What's Joey B like to drink? I don't know. What the fuck? Or do they have a special fucking case reserved, or do they just pull the first one off the shelf, you know? You don't know.
Does the guy who gets
I would
to
love
make,
to be the water boy.
We need it.
I was just going to say, does the water boy like get to make that bet?
We need to infiltrate.
Like, how do you ban the water... Like, he knows what's going
there
in there,
there has to
though.
Be, like, people like looking at him, dude. You can't just, like... Be the water boy and not have any responsibility on.
I'd be texting everybody out. Just I know the color. Just give me $100 and I'll
glacier freeze. Glacier freeze.
He like switches it up. It's like red. Like everyone just wins a bet.
It's such a revenge bet. Yeah, just fuck everybody.
So my two like reach prop miscellaneous props of the night. I like because you know both quarterbacks are good. One's a little bit younger in his days, and the other one is also good, but he's kind of you know been through and back. I think this is a perfect game where a non-QB is going to throw a TD pass. It's 14-1. I like it. I think, you know, in the red zone, it's going to be tough for, you know, both these teams have pretty good defenses. You're really going to have to switch ways in order to get touchdowns in this game. I think it, you know, could be a great pass from
who can
you have OBJ. He's got a couple passes. Someone on the Bengals has done it too.
Jamar, I even think like Boyd has experience for some reason. Either way, I don't think it's a bad bet. 14-1. You put $25 on it. I wouldn't put $25 on it. I would put more than that. You'd come out with what's that math there? Probably like $350. That sound right?
Sure.
Yeah, you're done.
Oh wow, boom. So like if you that's not bad.
That ain't bad at all.
Another one too, which I don't understand this one, but I love it. Will there be an octopus at the game? And yes is 14-1. And no is 1-25.
That's all we got.
That's all I have.
It just says octopus.
I did my research. I think it's like a Detroit thing. And like Matt Stafford's quarterbacking, Eminem's doing the halftime show. For some reason, I think Lions fans loved like octopuses. Mm. I don't know.
I like that.
This is the first time Adam's got me onto something now. I'm like, oh, all right.
That's actually good.
I'm going to be like, rewinding the fucking the octopus and like sending it into my boogie.
Where's it going?
It's on the field.
No, does it have to be on the field or like just that's literally in the stands?
It's at the game, which probably is fair game, if anything.
Like a real life octopus, stuffed animal octopus?
I got to think it's got to be on the field.
No, at the game.
I think if
at the game. No, if it's at the game. And it's like on the sidelines, and they don't count it. That's bullshit.
That's a risky bet only for that reason. Yeah. But I do think there will be an octopus there after your research reasoning. It makes sense.
It kind of does.
It makes no sense why Detroit likes octopuses, but
because they don't have anything else.
They're a weird city.
They're a bunch of losers.
Give me some more weird prop bets.
Anyone got any cool prop bets, or did I do all the research?
Those ones
I can give the halftime ones.
The halftime's good ones.
I for heads or tails, I know tails is up 29-26 if we're trying to get back to, you know, water finding its level. You know, Heads still needs three to get there. But Heads has been making a comeback lately, so I am going to be on Tails.
Such a 50-50 bet, but the odds are different.
Yeah.
You had who's going to perform first. I feel like that's a good bet at home for the listeners.
Yeah, Snoop Dogg plus 375. I think he's going to be out first. Dre's the favorite. I think a plus 175.
Dre doesn't have much to sing. I would put him at as coming out first. Like, what is? Well, no, because Dre's got still Dre, and he's actually the king of all of them. I take it back.
There's Dre, five of them though.
Dre, like, Dre's either first or last.
Mary J. Blige. No, yeah, maybe it might be Dre. Dre is literally the king of.
Dre
all
owns
of
all of them. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I would say it's going to be Snoop.
I have one more game that I just looked up that I kind of like. Will the opening kickoff be a touchback? That's an electric one to bet on. That's an yes.
I was
yes,
looking
minus
at
minus 150. No, plus 130. I love yes. Like, I think that thing's going through the roof.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I like it. Oh, I think so. I agree with you.
Things going through the roof.
I you know,
Matt Gay, see ya.
So a couple of my favorite, not like crazy ones, are the biggest lead of the game is 14.5 over under. I don't think it's gonna get. Even though my final score is like.
What was your final score? I don't even remember.
How drunk are you?
34-13.
34-14, okay.
So, I mean, I would be over on that. It seems like a high number, and that's where it's a trap, I think, because the odds are so, like, you'd think it'd be, that's a high number to be, like, the largest for a Super Bowl, like, the largest lead. I guess the way that the comebacks have come, but, you know, three scores is very large for just like almost even money. I think it was minus one or plus 140 when I looked, but I'll take the over on that.
There we go. Is everyone good with that? I think we're gonna get some calls.
Are we doing yeah. 2022 is here. Do you have your resolution? Here's an idea. Make your way down to Slight Edge Fitness and Performance, located in Braintree, Mass. Owned and operated by Coach Craig Kelly, you can be assured you are getting the best training around. Whether looking to improve your health or gain a slight edge on your competition, this is the gym for you. Group fitness classes as well as personalized one-on-one training are both available. Make sure to visit slightedgefit.com as well as follow them on Instagram at slightedgefitness and set up a consultation today. It's time to get fit, so let it rip.
Jimmy from the Q, live in action. What's happening, pal?
What is up, my brother? Long time no see. What is going on?
Not
man?
Too much. We got Anton Steele, Magic Mike in studio here.
Yep, how we do, buddy?
We got a big game on Sunday between the Cincinnati Bengals and the Dallas Cowboys. Oh, no, I mean the LA Rams.
That's disgusting.
The nice,
Jimmy.
The nice part, don't you?
Jimmy, you can hang up if you want after that. That's disgusting.
I'm considering, man. But, you know, it's been so long since I've been on the Steel and Naz airwaves, and kind of like a rash you get from a girl you met at the Irish pub. You guys just can't get rid of me, can you?
Oh, Magic Mike knows all about that.
Hey.
Of course he does. And he also probably knows who's going to win this big game that we have on Sunday.
Let's,
right, fellas?
Let's see if we're in agreement.
I got it.
Well, I like the Bungles, but the thing is, I'm in reality, and I know that the Cincinnati Bungles are the Cincinnati Bungles, and they're going to bungle this game. And I started a new job recently, and there's a cook named Jose, and he looked at me the other day, he goes, the Rams are going to absolutely thrash the Bengals. I don't know anything about sports, but that's what he told me. So I'm going with Jose the cook. I'm saying 29-19 the Rams. Mm-hmm. I know Joe Burrow. He's cooler than the other side of the pillow. I give him that.
Well, that's a good one. There you go.
But the thing about it is, man, coolness only gets you so far, and having a Swiss cheese offensive line is a bit concerning. I think even if I were to suit up for the Rams on Sunday, I'm not saying I would get a sack. I mean, it's been 8 years since I put on the cleats and the
gutter balls.
But it's possible. But it's possible.
Possible.
I would get some hurries. I'd get some TV hurries.
Maybe even a hit. Maybe even a hit.
You know what?
I think so.
hearing you, Anton, and Magic all took the Rams makes me feel even better about the Bengals
winning. No,
Jose's a curveball, though.
Jose is a fucking curveball.
That's the thing, man. I'm rooting for the Bengals. I like the story and stuff, but I just feel like there's too much hype and hope and just buying into Swagger, which Swagger can only get you so far.
I said the same thing. I said the same thing, Jimmy.
Exactly, Magic. You've been here before, and the reality of the situation is Matthew Stafford is playing for his legacy. I think he would get into the Hall of Fame anyway, unlike Julian Edelman, who will never get in the Hall of Fame. But
Ezekiel Elliott, can we get in the Hall of Fame? No.
Or Dak? No.
The College Football Hall of Fame, that's for sure. He'd be there. But you know. The Cowboys should be in this game. That's the real sadness of the situation.
You guys lost to Jimmy G. Jimmy motherfucking G.
Gutterballs, it's Antan here. Question, who comes out first at halftime? Snoop, Dre, Mary J. Blige?
Eminem.
Eminem.
Or Kendrick.
Or Kendrick.
Well, you know what? I really don't give a fuck because what I do during the halftime show of the Super Bowl is it's been kind of a tradition in my group of friends is we shut off the halftime show, we go down to YouTube, and we watch Felony Fights. And you've never seen Felony Fights. It's basically this organization. I think it's probably ended by now. It's like many years ago. They get a bunch of felons, and they basically essentially almost fight to the death. It's a lot more entertaining than the halftime.
I've seen a couple of those videos.
I've never heard of them.
That sounds great.
Oh, magic.
A lot of intensity.
Yes.
You have to watch it. You're going to go down the rabbit hole tonight and watch.
I was just going to say, I was going to ask you, is that like something you got to watch live only on Super Bowl halftimes, or I can watch it tonight?
It's prime time viewing. Felony Fights. Go look it up.
I might get in there. Jimmy, maybe that's my next rough and rowdy.
Jimmy, thanks for your call. And
wait.
Okay, one more thing.
Askins for Trouble. Can we expect an episode post-Super Bowl episode?
Yeah.
Are you back in action?
I am back in action. I dropped an episode about a week ago. I'll have a post-Super Bowl episode coming up shortly. We talked about the Super Bowl and MMR Talks, another podcast. Nice.
Great plug.
Shout out Mass Music, as always.
And you know, I'm looking forward to coming by the live show that you guys are going to be doing. I went back to season one and season two of the Steel and Naz podcast, and I made a compilation video of all the terrible shit you guys said that would probably get you guys canceled. So I'm going to reveal that video during the live.
I really hope we did.
How much money? I haven't.
How much money do you want? Anton,
Magic, and Steel and Adam, you guys aren't going to be able to show your face around.
I hope he has that.
It's a tough deal.
I'm ready to make my Rogan apology video. I'm actually dying to do it. It's a dream.
Did he apologize?
Rogan apologized.
What a puss. Thanks, buddy.
Thank you, Jimmy.
Have a good one, guys.
Love you. See you, Jimmy.
One down.
Great call.
Yeah. You gotta fucking
keep him flowing. Keep him flowing. I can get Dirty Mike or who you got
I'm
coming
calling
next.
Andy Stevens right now.
Okay.
Fucking Jose. That's the type of information you need.
Jose is your death. Jose is your fucking bitch lover.
Nazo.
Andy from Situate. What's happening, man? Live on the Steel Naz Airwaves. How are you
doing
tonight?
That's awesome, man. You guys are big time now, dude. You guys are like...
You're my guy.
Crazy since I was on, dude.
Yeah, I saw you. You had a day during that blizzard, huh?
Great stuff. Yeah, I did. Yeah, that's the day Brady retired.
Oh man, yeah.
A lot of action. A lot of action.
Any thoughts on the Brady retirement? I know you were a big Brady guy.
I mean, at first I was a little taken aback that there was no mention of New England. I mean, he doesn't.
Same here. I got butthurt.
Yeah, I mean, it was just weird. I like read it. It was like Tampa. I was like, okay. But I mean, you guys don't owe us anything. It's just a little weird. I think he's still very, very bitter and angry towards Kraft.
He's a petty ex-girlfriend.
Yeah, you came to your senses. Good for you, Tom Brady.
Well, I was very grateful with him along with the rest of Patriots Nation. Big game in L.A. this weekend with the Rams and Bengals. Rams favored by 4.5 points. Who do you like, guys? Andy?
I think Von Miller and Aaron Donald, and then you got Jalen Ramsey probably covering Chase. I think they're going to get to Burrow. I mean, Burrow got sacked 9 times against the Titans. I mean, I can only imagine what Donald's going to do. My heart would love the Bengals. I love Joe Burrow. I think it's an awesome story. But gun to my head, I would take the Rams, and I would take them with the points too.
Well, just like 50 Cent did, you know, Joe Burrow got sacked 9 times that game, still won. 50 Cent got shot 9 times, and you know, now he's still winning.
Released a hell of an album. Hell of an album.
Reaching for straws on that one. Yeah. 50's not from Cincinnati.
Joe Burrow is now Tom Brady combined with 50 Cent combined with Jesus combined with fucking.
Remember, that's all in their primes. Remember,
AKA all winners. So, what's the final score tally, Andy? Before I let you go,
I would say Rams 35. I would say Bengals 25.
Okay.
I want the Bengals. It's why it's a hard spot for me because I want the Bengals to win. But like betting wise, I would probably bet the Rams. So it's a very weird situation I'm going through right now. I don't know.
So,
but yeah.
So if you bet the Rams and the Bengals win, are you going to be like really upset with yourself?
No.
No?
No.
Okay.
I'm not.
All right.
Really?
I might put a little money. I might just put some money on like a prop bet and just put a large wager on that. That way I'm not putting money on a game.
Dabble?
Just maybe like. Yeah, maybe like Burrow yards or someone yards or sack or something.
An octopus makes it to the game. Do that one, 14-1.
That's insane.
What's the spread looking like for the Super Bowl? Where are you watching?
Dude, I'm actually so tomorrow. I'm going with some buddies. I'm going to a golf trip up in Arizona.
Let's go.
I'm gonna be watching
Scottsdale.
Scottsdale.
You going to Waste Management?
Yeah, I'm going there you go. Saturday.
Our producer's going
hell
too.
Hell yeah.
Link up. Oh, really? Link
awesome.
Up.
Let's go.
Good stuff. Well, Andy from Situate, always a great time having you on, man. And welcome to the studio anytime you want, pal.
All right. Thanks, Naz. I'll talk to you,
buddy. Good to see you.
See you, buddy.
Wow, we're taking over Scottsdale, Arizona, huh?
Yeah, we're rolling in hard, actually. And there's like half of the – well, not half, but like a third of the people that are going, like I think are hedge better show people.
Let's go.
Yeah, we get the scramble guys going.
You should definitely get like a pod going up there. Right? Well, you need the equipment, actually.
Well, so actually, I have to work on the logistics tomorrow. I'm going to try to fly down some of the equipment because the scramble guys want to do a show from Scottsdale. So they didn't record this week. They just recorded last night. They skipped it so they could record in Scottsdale.
I feel like it's a must.
Wow.
Wow, that's must. Cool.
That's
good
sick.
Stuff.
No,
and a sick-ass house switch it's going to be, too. Yeah. That's we're dreaming of it.
Got another call.
If he doesn't pick up, like, can I be coach?
Hello?
Hey, Coop, what's up, you asshole? Yeah.
What's up, on? Coop?
Not much. What do you think of the big game?
So far, so good. They have come out strong. They are looking amazing.
Who's they?
Is this the Pope?
He's talking about the Celtics.
Oh, no, I'm talking about the Super Bowl.
Right. How high are you, Coop?
I am so high right now.
Let's go.
So the Super Bowl. Dude.
Correct.
We've got a great game coming up. Joey Burrow is about to do his thing. I know the Rams got a great defensive line, great defense and all that. But Joey Burrow is about to lead a game-winning drive. The Bengals about to win 31-27. Book it.
Bang.
Book it.
Bang. Book Love it. It. Love it.
And I also, you know what? I'll do it now. I'd like to congratulate Tom Cooper as the new head coach of the Irish Pub softball team. And I'd like to say – oh, no, I'll let you talk first. What's your statement?
All I want to say is it's an honor to even be considered.
Yes.
Coop, what do you think of me as
Aaron
starting
Cohen.
Pitcher next year?
Starting pitcher?
Yeah. No way.
Dan.
Oh, dude. We've got the best bartender in the league, right?
He's down with an ACL injury, though. You got to improvise. You know, already coach out of the way. Got to make some
Lefty out of the pen.
Yeah, you're about to be Quincy's Aaron Boone.
Did you not remember my playoff performance 2 years ago against the Bulldogs? We lost. Hey. I got hammered, but
the structural integrity of the pub is still there. I am just going to make sure that the machine doesn't break down. It's going to be the easiest job in the world.
Did I hear some cops in the background? What's going on?
Yeah, are you okay, Cooper?
An ambulance.
Oh, okay.
I live on the main street.
Oh, okay.
Are we going back to back, coach?
Of course. Not even a question.
All right.
We're moving up to the B division. I've already gotten some flack from the commissioner. We're going to come for that B division.
Hey, if you need me to take a bat to his head, I'm just saying I would go there. I would do that for you, coach.
Should I make my statement now
energy.
Or wait
I
till
love
after?
The energy.
Should I make my
no,
statement
go.
Now?
Absolutely. I would love to hear
okay. Statement. As of today, I resigned as the head coach of the Irish Pub softball team. I gave it to Tom Cooper. I think there should be someone else running this league. I think someone in Quincy, they should make it more Quincy. They just put down the House Next Softball League. There was a lot of turmoil last year in terms of, you know, scheduling games. And this is supposed to be a fun league, you know, having people, whatever. And I'm not going through that this year. I'll be more professional, keep it like that. I will still be the GM and day-to-day softball operations of the team, and I'll be the starting left fielder. Best one in the league. Take it down. And yeah,
as long as you're in left field, we're good.
That's my statement.
Fuck the commish.
Yeah, guy sucks.
We're coming at you like you're freaking Goodell this year. I'm gonna wear clown. I'll put his face on a clown
towels.
Shirt.
Clown
I'm
towels.
Clown shirting him.
We got a new shirt guy.
New shirt guy.
I'm gonna need one of those new shirts.
Shout him out. What's his company?
Fresh off the print.
Source Squared. Paul Kenny. Source Squared. Yeah.
That's a big guy right there. He's our guy. We'll have some new. Actually, big shout out to Emily Powers. Made a great.
Design.
Coop, see
design.
Great design for us. We're going to put that on t-shirts and, you know, get the job done with some sweatshirts as well. Next call
coming in. Keep the, I'm not going to say Commissioner's name, but.
Seems fucking, like that guy really sucks.
He really sucks.
He reminds me of Rob Manfred.
I don't want to.
Rob Manfred sucks.
I know.
I just don't
want to. We should have Frank the Tank sing
Man
a song
fraud.
About this
Man
guy.
Man fraud.
I don't want to talk to the guy anymore. It got so bad that I had to, like, remove myself as head coach, which if you're the coach, that just means, like, you're in the chat and, like, get information.
Yeah, you Brad really Stevenson, basically.
Yeah.
But, like, you're on the team.
Yeah.
I think I'd get kicked out of the fucking league and chat.
That's what I didn't want to do.
Dirty. Yep. Dirty Mike.
Dirty Mike. Dirty
Mike from San Diego. What's going on tonight? You're live on Stealing As Airwaves.
How we doing, boys? Doing good.
Good. How you treat? You treating cousin Brian okay?
Dude, he's treating me fucking. He's a savage, dude. I can't barely keep up with that kid.
Yeah, that kid's a liability.
He's a loser. He's a giant
he's
fucking
a
loser.
Like you read about, dude.
He's got a what?
He's got a motor like you read about. Like the kid wakes up, he's just ready to fucking go.
He's got a mongoose now. He likes going on the beach. You know. Clubbing, groupie, good stuff.
He got up, at 8:30 to go motocrossing after we drank all night. I was like, this kid's a savage. But
that's big. That's
time.
A tough
he's
decision.
He's a good time. We got to get you guys out here.
Oh, can't wait.
Live show in
San Diego.
Live show from Mavericks?
San Diego?
wait, where, you're not even in San Diego, are you?
No.
Did you move?
I'm between San Diego and LA. I'm in Orange County. So
Brian's in San Diego.
Yeah.
So there's a big game about probably an hour away from you, right? On Sunday?
Yeah.
So the Rams and Cincinnati, who do you like, man? Rams favored by 4.5 points.
Yeah. I mean, gun to my head, I'd take the Rams if I had to. I'd probably buy the point. But I think my strategy would be wait and take the Bengals live because McVay is just known for blowing it.
I like that.
Dirty Mike.
Wait and see. Sit and wait.
So, yeah, that 4.5, that hook is dangerous. With you. And then if you can get it at 4 and then buy the point to 3, I don't hate that, even though I do think it's a Rams blow, but that's not a bad play.
Yeah. I mean, we'll see. If I can get the Bengals plus, like, 13 or something, I'm definitely hammering that.
All in. I like the teasers, too. Yeah. I like the 10.5. Dirty Mike, you'd understand this. Intern Andrew called out last second. Is that surprising news?
Oh, wow. Did he have a good excuse or what?
No, awful excuse. I think you would.
What
know.
Is he in Tampa?
Yeah, he said he had a long day of work. He's on a long day at work.
He can't make a fucking phone call.
Yeah, exactly.
Dirty Mike would never.
You got to chug a Red Bull. You got to chug a Red Bull and muscle through.
What are the vibes like in Cali right now? Are you going to be like going to that game anywhere near the vicinity?
I actually have some family coming up. My uncle. And I'm going to try to sneak in, so we'll see if we can.
Of course you are.
Best of luck. Best of luck.
Dirty!
Get some footage.
I bet you get it.
Oh, yeah. I forgot to tell you, Magic. I don't go by Dirty Mike anymore.
Oh, okay.
Breaking news. What a turn of events.
New name?
It's Filthy Mike.
Oh! Breaking! This fucking guy. Filthy Mike is so much Filthy better. Mike. Oh my god.
It just comes off the tongue way better.
I was jealous of Dirty Mike as a nickname. Filthy Mike, I'm ready to shoot myself. Well, Filthy?
Hold on, I do have another lock though for you. My favorite.
Oh, hell yeah.
Please.
It's longest field goal, Bengals. It's a prop.
McPherson.
What's the number?
McPherson's a stallion. It was even before. I think it's at like -115 now.
But is there like a
we gotta hit that quick.
Two kickers.
Is there like a number for the Rams field goal?
I think the Rams kicker is hurt. No, so you can do like which team has the longest field goal.
Okay. Oh, I love that. That's a great one.
Yeah, Adam wants
I'm hammering that.
Snoop Dogg smoking a blunt on stage +300. Yes or no?
Smoking a blunt on stage +300.
Yeah. Yeah,
yeah. That's easy. Wild money. Stuff.
He's got it, right?
Sprinkle that. You got to sprinkle.
You got to sprinkle.
I would pray for the weed. Yeah. Pray for the weed.
If you don't make that bet, I'll be a little upset.
I'm hitting that, and I've lost a lot of hard-earned dollars betting against Joe Burrow this playoffs. But I might do the live bet Joe Burrow MVP along with the Bengals live, which would be because if he come back.
Sounds like you're picking MVP. The Bengals low key here. Yeah.
It sounds like they've hurt you and like you don't want to admit it.
Yeah, I mean, I shed a tear after the Titans lost. I actually hammered that. It's a tough way to start the day. But, we bounce back.
We all get back to neutral. Everybody's even on Monday. Boom.
Took the words right out of my mouth.
Filthy, we'll be in Cali soon.
I'm gonna be in LA Friday and Saturday. So I'll see if I can get you guys some content or some shit out there.
Would love it.
That would be great.
Oh, yeah.
Get a picture with Snoop for me.
Oh, dude, that'd be unreal.
Thanks.
But my prediction's 24-20 Rams.
So back and
everything,
forth.
Everything Bengals, but yeah, no, fuck it. We're going Rams.
Bengals, if they go down, I like the value. I like the value, but I think that Rams go up and then blow it.
I like it.
We'll see.
I like
great
it.
Great stuff. Great to hear from you, Filth.
Yeah, thank you, Filthy. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you. Yeah. All right, later, boys.
See ya.
What is just genuine Steel and Naz fan there. Big shout out to him. He puts on a lot for us West Coast. Always seeing him, listening to our stuff while he's in the car, hearing Snapchats and things like that. So big shout out to Filthy Mike. We got another call here.
I think what a nickname. That was like, he dropped the bomb with that.
That was
intense. That was very
I gave him Dirty Mike.
Well, you lost it.
To level up to Filthy is just a wise move.
DDOG from Quincy.
Dylan Darty.
Steel and Naz Airwaves. How we doing tonight, man?
Talk to me.
Got a big game in LA.
What's up, brother?
Big game in LA Sunday night. Bengals, Rams. Who you got?
So I'll start off with a little fun fact for you, if you'd like. Let's see. I got Aaron Donald, right? More Pro Bowls and all pros than the entire Bengals roster. So let that sink in for a second.
I'm going to let that sink in. Give me a second.
I know what Brady says about Pro Bowls.
That's that, but all pro, different story.
Oh, you said
but
all just, pro. Okay, different.
Yeah, both of them. Yep. So I'll just say, if I was a betting man, maybe I'm betting my life, safe pick, probably go LA, but it's not the case. Going with the heart, going with Houday Nation, and we're going with Cincy on this one. I think Burrow's going to pull it off, man. He's just the guy. He's really got that calmness about him. Never seen him, you know, a rookie do it that way. And take the over. Take the spread, Bengals. Sleeper MVP. I got Tyler Boyd as well.
Oh, banger.
Yeah.
That is a sleeper,
like
all right.
It's like +80,000. You'll be the richest man on earth if you bet that.
No big deal. No big deal.
Show me the money.
So when DDOG goes into halftime, you know, looking for his, you know, halftime food spread during the Super Bowl, what are you eating? Give it to me.
What am I having? Let's see. I mean, honestly, whatever's in front of me. I usually do liquid diets, you know.
Dr. McGillicuddy's?
Well, you know the wire, obviously. You got Officer McNulty. I usually rip a nice Bud Light with a shot of Jameson next to me. And it gets the night going. And that's just how I start. You know, you always got to start strong.
Absolutely. It's a Super Bowl. Can't hold anything back.
Right. So, I mean, I'd usually go for the dips, though. Big dip guy during the game, you know. Give me some chips. I don't want too much action, you know. Commercials, I don't care for the Super Bowl commercials. They're kind of overrated. Give me a quick chip. Yep, dip it right in there, and we're good to go.
Halftime show, you liking the performers? First person out, do you have any bets on who's coming out first?
Ooh, that's a good prop.
It is. So, right now, Snoop's the best odds.
Dre's the best odds. Dre's the best odds.
Dre makes the most sense. I understand that. Dre's I'm gonna go with the Tyler Boyd of that group to come out. I'm gonna go with Kendrick Lamar because I feel he's been more kind of low key as of recently. So I feel like he can step up and really do his thing.
I don't hate that one. I could see Kendrick.
No, stand
a chance.
I love the comparison more than the actual pick. Boyd to Kendrick Lamar, like the comparison there is unbelievable.
Who the hell's ever made that comparison? That's a first.
And it's crazy because you're also right.
Yeah, I know I can count on you, Steely. Steely Mike, baby.
Any movie recommendations for the fans at home? I know you're a big movie guy. We might not agree on them all, but...
I mean, I don't even know what you watch. I mean, what, Tori Black? Anal, you know, I'm not doing that. Mr. Pornhub's finest, okay? We're saying Collateral, which is a complete sham. If anyone that's seen Collateral, you know, tell me what your opinion on that. Come on. Great movie.
I do want to.
Collateral's a great film. Great film.
Have you seen Collateral with Jamie Foxx and Tom Cruise?
No.
Tom Cruise is assassin.
Didn't get that deep.
I feel bad that I called it Collateral Damage. I made an absolute ass out of myself on your Facebook post, and I apologize for that.
Yeah, you gave it like the worst score ever. Just
would
completely
I give it, like,
wrong.
A 6 point something?
Yeah, like you couldn't even make it like a round number. You're like a 6.6, I think. And I looked up Collateral Damage, and it was with Glenn Close. I'm like, is this kid okay? So even if you had a strong opinion, you're like, you know, Ebert Roper kind of style. I'm like, I'm not buying it because this kid doesn't even know what he's talking about.
That's fair. I sneaky thought Collateral was great. I was just trying to get to you to maybe I was trying to boil your blood a little so you'd release some spoilers for Spider-Man. I just wanted to see if we could get it. I wanted to get the timeline juicy.
Oh, I understand that, and it was rocking absolutely. So I do appreciate that. You gave me a lot of clout that day.
All right.
DDOG, always appreciation. First time on the pod, definitely next time.
Yeah, won't be the last, boys.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah.
Let's go.
And like Joe Burrow said, we work in silence. I'm out.
nothing but the classics today on the phone.
That was great. Got some movie references in there.
Can we give one more call to Johnny O?
What do you think we're doing right now?
Asking you shall receive.
Didn't even tell him, like, didn't even give him ahead of time. I'm just going to call. If he doesn't answer, he's, you know what he's doing.
Pretty much.
Christ.
If he doesn't answer, we'll end the show, but I think he's going to answer.
If he does, should we call Showtime?
Nope. Oh, Shawnee O from Quincy. You're on the Steel and Naz Airwaves, the Super Bowl show here. How are you doing tonight?
Just in my bed in my pajamas.
Sean, we didn't even hear that. Like, we didn't.
You could have just said good, man.
Yeah, I'm doing all right.
Any good Bumble dates over the weekend?
Hell yeah. I got the soul sucked out of me the other weekend. That was awesome.
Johnny, oh, you dirty dog.
I think kids listen to this show.
Yeah,
man.
Jesus Christ, man. Think of the family. Think of the youngins.
Who's the lucky lady?
True gentleman does not kiss and tell, my friend.
You just did, though. But I respect it.
I didn't say I was a gentleman.
All right, Shawno, we got a big game in L.A. Sunday night. The Bengals take on the Rams. Rams favored by 4.5. Who do you like?
Give me the Bengals plus 4.5. Stafford's going to shit all over himself. McVay, with his tight khaki pants, is going to cream in him like he just like squints in the sandlot.
Are you
with
trying
the
to talk
side.
Dirty to us?
Yeah, you're getting real dirty today, Sean. Real dirty.
Are you
I get dirty every day.
Did we like interrupt something?
I think so. I don't want to know what's on that computer in front of you right
now. I'm just watching his phone that he's talking. SEAL team.
Yeah, that's what they
call
it.
They get hot and heavy on the battlefield.
SEAL team, yeah. That's your thing, huh?
All right, so you have Bengals upset special? Any
plus 4.5.
Yeah, see, you're a coward, dude. Just pick them to win.
Bengals.
I ain't no coward.
Is that kind of sounds
take
like
it. Take it easy.
You just said Stafford's going to shit himself and McVay's going to cream himself.
Any good prop bets? You look at any of those, or are you just too busy looking at, you know what? getting the soul sucked out of you.
Joe Mixon first touchdown.
Haven't heard him yet.
That's
did
not,
you say him?
Not a bad bet. Yeah, not a bad bet. I took Akers the other side, but it's not a bad bet.
Where are you watching?
Huh?
Where are you going to be watching?
I don't know yet.
You don't know yet? Make sure that girl's there wherever you are.
Hey, Justin, without,
I don't know.
Without
She's
knowing
gonna be
this
on the farm.
Kid, do you think this kid's like 60 years old?
I was going to say, yeah. You sound a little on the older side, I would say, maybe.
How old?
That's what helps me sometimes.
He plays like the sugar daddy role or something.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Nonstop. He's always in the zone for it. He's ready to go.
It's a hardened voice, like you've been through some shit.
Oh, you're telling me, brother.
Shano, always a pleasure. We'll let you get back to Pornhub. I mean,
seriously. Okay, goodbye.
All right. That was a great round of callers. I feel like, you know, another successful Super Bowl show.
We got to call Showtime. He's a Joe Burrow guy.
Oh, yeah,
he's
okay.
A Joe
we'll get Showtime. We'll get Showtime.
If he doesn't pick up.
I don't think he's going to pick up. I think he's too Hollywood right now.
It's going to be hard to follow that one.
What do you think he could possibly do?
He just had Prez talking about him today, right? So
and me.
He wasn't talking about
He just said Showtime Magic, and I was like, wow.
That was just like, wow. Yeah.
No, who puts those two words together?
Yeah, it's not often.
Idiots.
You two. Yeah.
Please leave your message.
Showtime. He's way too big for you. Way too big.
Never even said he wasn't coming.
He must be on BFFs tonight with Portnoy and Josh Richards.
Yeah. Wow. Straight to voicemail.
Or BFFs down in Fennel Street.
How bad do you want it, Craig?
How bad do you want it is right. Yeah, so great wrap up on the Super Bowl. We got a nice split. Steel and Naz take the Bengals. Anton and Magic take
even on the calls,
the Rams,
too, I think. Pretty much even
on the calls.
Yeah, I literally think it went like four and four.
I think we're anticipating a pretty good game here. Also, want to give a big plug. Tomorrow night, start a great beginning as me and Shukri Wrights from, you know, he's a Boston sports radio guy, are going to get in here and do a show through Hedgebetter. Big shout out to Justin and everything they do here. And we're going to talk some hockey. We're going to talk some baseball, you know, Sox, Bruins, things like that. And it's going to be a good start. And what do you got here?
We got our squares. We're going to do the drawing. We're going to do the drawing, live drawing.
We'll do it
after
the show.
We can do that on video.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah, let's do it.
But
thank you, everyone. Yeah.
Appreciate everyone coming in. You know, 100 spots. I think it took about 2.5 days. Got it done. Maybe three.
Unreal. Yeah. Unreal.
Adam still killed it. Madeira did nothing.
He paid for two.
Yes, he got two
got
squares.
I got Ty Costa.
You got Ty Costa. There we go.
Three.
And maybe Tim.
I got him. He specifically said
he asked for you, but I dropped it in the chat, so who knows?
I dropped it in the
tag
chat first.
Team. It was a tag team. Oh, I didn't know you dropped it in first.
Folks, want to thank you guys for tuning in. Hedgebetter for making this all possible. Shout out to Slight Edge Fitness and Performance. Craig Kelly, big shout out there. And Braintree, that's all from Steel and Naz. Everyone have a safe and great Super Bowl Sunday or whatever you're doing. You guys got anything left out to say?
Go Bengals.
Go Rams.
Who day?
I just got owned by Steel there on the Go Bengals, so
yeah.
Fuck.
OBJ's innocent.
Who?